This episode of Ask Theory was made possible by the British Council Philippines. For more information on the 2024 Women in STEM Scholarships, please visit www.britishcouncil.ph/study-uk/women-in-STEM. The Ask Theory podcast shines the spotlight on Pinoy scientists from various scientific disciplines. Listen to some of the country's best scientific minds as they explain what they do in simple terms and share fascinating stories of how they got into science, the incredible things they've learned about the world around us, and so much more. All right, so on today's episode of the Ask Theory podcast, we have a Filipina scientist with a very interesting study to share with us, no? And it's something that I think people who care about animals or people who own pets at home should really know about. So let's get started. Hello, Frances, and welcome to the Ask Theory podcast.
Hello sa lahat. Good morning.
Good morning. Kwentuhan mo kami. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, so I'm Frances and ako isang wildlife biologist, an artist, and a science communicator. Currently, isa akong DOST Career Incentive Program Graduate Fellow sa UPLB Museum of Natural History. Isa rin akong first generation scientist, which means na ako yung pinakauna sa family namin to pursue a career in science.
So was that na-curious tuloy ako bigla. Was that a difficult or challenging topic to bring up with your family? Kasi like with a lot of families, for example, and I'm not saying all of them naman ay ganito, pero some of them parang may idea sila na ay ikaw yung sunod na abogado sa family nito or ikaw yung magtutuloy ng family business. How did that conversation go?
It was a difficult conversation at first kasi I had to parang sinabi sa parents ko na gusto ko talaga ng career na path na ito. Pero adamant sila at first na sabihin na i-push through ko yung career move. Kasi parang, anong gagawin mo dyan? Meron bang pera dyan? Kinikita ba dyan? Yung typical questions ng magulang about career. Yun.
Oo. And syempre, when you say something like wildlife biology, so ano yun? Mag-aaral ka ng animals, may career ba dyan? I totally get yung concerns nila. Lalo na, syempre, hindi naman din kasi sa mukhang pera or something. Pero our parents really want us naman to have something to do in our adult lives that can help us earn a living, basically. And so, syempre, the sciences, especially the ones that do a lot of field work, that involve a lot of field work, hindi siya really associated with lucrative careers. Am I right?
Yes, that's true.
And so with that, no, how was your path towards becoming a scientist here in the Philippines? Was it what kind of path did you take to become to get to where you are right now?
So I followed typical path na nagpursue ng BS biology degree. Pero hindi to madali kasi para akong, dahil nga first generation ako, para akong nakasakay sa roller coaster. So may times na feeling lost ako. Tapos syempre may exciting moments lalo na marami akong natutunang bago. Kasi hindi ako fully aware before sa Philippine wildlife. And then until nag-masters ako, doon ko lang natutunan na, ang dami pala nating wildlife sa Pilipinas. And ang diverse pala ng Philippine biodiversity natin, ganyan. So, after nun, dumami yung exciting moments. And then, lalo na kapag nasishare ko na to sa ibang tao.
Oo. I suppose that's why also you became not just a scientist, but also a science communicator.
Yeah. Kasi gusto kong ma-share yung knowledge sa ibang tao na, uy, tingnan nyo, ang cool nitong napag-aralan namin, ang cool ng pinag-aaralan nila. So, yun.
Oo, I agree na ang dami talagang pinag-aaralan din ng mga scientists, mga researchers na hindi, maybe kasi yung thinking natin about research for the longest time has been parang always geared towards the practical. Na parang, okay, so what? Oh, na-invento to. Ano yung makakatipid ba tayo dito? Ano bang mapagkakakitaan dito? It's always either that or something more, kailangan something more tangible, kumbaga. And in the nature of, yung nature naman ng research is, hindi naman ginagawa ang research always for that. Parang, in fact, ano yun eh, parang building blocks siya that you study something and then you build upon that knowledge and then that knowledge also leads to something else. So parang sometimes it's difficult, no, to explain why you study this and that. And I'm gonna give you the opportunity to share yung nabanggit kong interesting study. Kasi when I heard about your what you were doing, naalala ko parang oh nga, this is a topic na nabasa ko na sa ibang bansa may ibang scientists din na gumawa dun sa area sila, pero dito parang wala pa nga. And that study that you recently did revolves around cats, and it highlights an aspect of them that we rarely think about or talk about, especially yung cat owners dito sa Philippines. So tell us a little bit more about that study, and maybe share with us then what inspired you to do this study.
Okay, so before ako mag-start ng study, usual kasi umakyat ako sa Mount Makiling. And then one time, may nakita akong pusa doon sa loob ng Mount Makiling na may dala-dala siyang skink or lizard. And then doon ko naisip na parang, teka lang, wala pa yatang studies na nag-revolve around cats in the Philippines. So doon naisip na parang, sige, i-pitch natin tong idea na to sa committee ko kasi this is part of my thesis. So, from there, doon namin nagsinimula yung study about cats sa Mount Makiling. And then, chinek namin kung ano yung formation nila o yung lawak ng kinikilos ng mga isang, ng mga pusa. Tapos doon namin napag-alaman na parang, teka lang, malawak-lawak yung iniikot nila. Parang sobrang laki na para sa isang pusa na nasa isang maliit na lugar. Parang.
Oo. And yun nga, hindi natin masyadong... So these are cats na may parang may owners sila, tama ba?
Meron. So yung mga pusa na chinek namin yung home range ay may-ari sa kanila. Bali, anim silang mga pusa. So, limang males and isang female. Tapos doon namin nakita na mas malaki yung range ng male kaysa sa female. Although, kahit na isa lang yung female namin.
Oo. So parang beyond where they're expected, yung parang bahay or homes ng mga owners nila, nakakalibot sila dun sa parang sa protected areas.
Yes.
And why is this ano? Why, para lang maintindihan din ng mga listeners natin, why is this a problem? Or why is this something that has to be, na kailangan pansinin?
Internationally na din kasi, ang cats ay kinoconsider na invasive species, meaning problema sila dahil nakakadami siya ng ecosystems. And dahil dito, kailangan natin silang pag-aralan dahil sa Pilipinas, dahil maraming pusa akong nakikita din, hindi lang sa Makiling mismo, pero sa social media na pinopost na nakahuli sila ng ahas, butike, yung katulad sa study namin, nakahuli ng panike. So, at tas mga kadalasan, mga ibon. So, mapapansin mo na parang, teka lang, dumadami yung cases na ganito. So, ano yung dapat nating gawin para maprotektahan, hindi lang yung mga pusa, pati na rin yung mga wildlife natin.
Oo. Gusto ko yung nabanggit mo yung protecting not just yung cats, kung protecting both the cats and the wildlife. Kasi I think one thing na maybe some people have a misconception about when talking about yung narrative of invasive species is that nadidemonize or natitreat as evil or bad guys yung invasive species. We have to, for nilang, we have to remember that these animals have flourished, have learned how to exist in their environments without our intervention, without intervention of human beings, and without also our parang ideas about ethics and what is right and wrong. And in these cases, if you put a natural predator or someone who or an animal that is geared to hunt or yung biological directive niya ay to hunt for food, if you put them in an environment where they have potential sources of food, naturally they would act with their biological directive or yung what they need in order to survive. And yung pagdating ng invasive species sa isang lugar, lalo na pag human mediated, it's not because masama yung species or dapat patayin yung species or what, it's just that kahit may ganun tayong awareness, kailangan mapigilan yung pagkalat ng invasive species para hindi mamatay yung ecosystems na nandun sa mismong environment. So I hope na talking for our listeners then, I hope na when we're talking about invasive species, hindi natin malagyan ng malice or malagyan ng makulayan ng evil yung species or ma-demonize yung species na nagiging invasive. Kasi syempre hindi naman sila kagaya natin na may ganyang ideas of what's right and wrong. They just want to do what they do in order to survive.
Yes, that's right.
And yun nga, yung pagtingin natin na kailangan hulihin, ganyan. Syempre, na-frame siya as negative. Pero, tell us a little bit about your methodology naman. Ano yung process basically that you followed? Did you count the cats? Did you talk to the pet owners? Ano yung surprising dun sa findings or unexpected?
Okay. So, methodology naman, nag-start kami by asking permission from the owners. And then, nung nag-grant na yung permission na yun from the owners, nag-start kami ng procedure ng pag-anesthetize sa mga cats with the help of a vet. And then, naglagay kami ng collars sa kanila, ng GPS collars, para doon namin matrace yung kung saan nagpupunta yung mga cats. Yung GPS collars na to, nagbabato sila ng data sa isang phone every hour for 7 days for a month, every month. And then, yun yung kinokollect namin. Tapos, nira namin siya sa isang software para makita kung gano'ng kalawak yung range ng home range ng mga pusa. So, what's surprising is that maliban sa malaki yung malawak yung hectares, mga between 51 to 81 hectares ito, na-collect din kami ng mga samples na inuwi nila na mga hayop. So, from there, nakita namin na maraming lizards like skinks, tapos meron ding monitor lizard na bata pa, mga maliit pa siya, tapos may bat din na nahuli, and of course the usual mga rats. Yun,
that's very that's medyo kakaiba. Like I wouldn't associate, syempre me limited knowledge about cat behavior and also living in the city, hindi ko maiisip nga na they would catch all sorts of these little things. Lahat ba nito ginagawa nilang pagkain, or is it more of a if you know, like do they just play with these things, or is it really for food talaga or something else?
Dalawa yung tinitingnan namin angle dito, kasi usually kapag syempre malawak nga yung home nila, so malayong malakad na hindi naman sila makakauwi agad para kumain. So, yung iba, kinakain nila on the spot. And then yung iba, dahil nga stimulant ito sa mga pusa, yung mga kumikilos na mga hayop, gusto lang nilang paglaruan ito. So, para sa kanila, fun activity yung paghuli sa mga hayop. Tapos, iuuwi nila. Tapos, surprise, ito na yun.
Playthings, oo.
Oo, playthings.
Ako curious ako, how did the cat owners respond to your study? Na like that would be an interesting comment. Like nag-uwi ng butike, nag-uwi ng mga paniki pala ang inyong alaga. Like did they feel offended? And how did they react?
Kasama namin sila sa pagbuo ng study na to. So sila yung nagbibigay sa amin ng mga prey items. Meron sila minsan binabanggit na parang sayang hindi namin naabutan, nakakuli siya ng ahas kaso kinain niya na. Tapos, eto, buntot na lang yung natira. Yan. So, aware sila kung ano yung ginagawa ng mga pusa nila for the longest time. Tapos, wala lang talagang black and white paper na nakasulat kung ano talaga yung nangyayari.
Okay. So, So, siguro ang isa pang tanong ko, ano yung recommendation, bale? Like, tama ba na pigilan yung mga pusa na lumabas? What is the, now that you have this data, ano yung course of action na dapat gawin? Meron ba?
Sa pinakamagandang gawin talaga for cats is that you have to keep them indoors at all times. Kasi kung hindi, mas lalaki yung probability na mag-hunt at mag-hunt sila sa labas. Kasi yun na yung magiging activity nila. Tapos mas mahihirapan ka nang i-control sila na pabalikin lang sa loob ng bahay kasi nakasanayan na nila yung paglabas.
Oo, and mahirap labanan.
Oo, kasi sanay na silang lumabas. So, mas gusto nila sa labas kasi mas marami silang nakikita doon, mas marami silang nagagalaan, nakaka-interact sila sa ibang pusa, yung mga ganon.
Oo. Natanong ko yun tungkol sa owners kasi na when I look at yung online discussions about yung mga ganito, no? Yung cats and controlling yung how they go around, kumbaga being more respon let's say being more responsible pet owners. Interesting yun, nakita kong iba-ibang sentiments on social media. Like some people recognize that this is a topic that this is worth talking about. But other people feel attacked. They feel parang na-offend sila for some reason. Hindi ko naman maintindihan. Pero some people feel like this is like a study that they don't want to hear about, or they don't feel like it's particularly important to them. And I've mentioned a little bit kanina about species becoming invasive. Pero from your opinion as an expert, why should we care about species that can become invasive? And ano ba yung role natin dito anyway?
That's a good question. So, I think yung sa why should we care about species becoming invasive? Kasi meron tatlong factor yan na dapat natin tingnan. So, una yung environmental, pangalawa yung economic, and then yung pangatlo yung human health. So, sa environmental, pwedeng ma-destroy ng isang possible invasive species yung food web, at isa pa, ma-alter niya yung ecosystem conditions and then yung environment mismo. Kasi once na nakapasok siya sa isang environment or sa isang ecosystem, pwede niya ma-outcompete yung mga natural na species na makikita doon for resources. And then, yung iba naman, kinakain nila yung native species. And then, pangatlo, pwede din silang mag-cause ng diseases. Magpasa ng diseases sa mga native species natin. Economic-wise naman, yung invasive species kasi or possible invasive species, pwede silang maka-impact sa agriculture natin, sa mga waterways, tas marami pang iba. So, magiging problematic siya in that sense. Pagdating din sa human health, pwede din silang carriers ng mga parasites and other vectors na makakaapekto sa ating health. So, yun. And
Oo.
then, ano yung role natin as individuals? I think, more or less, accidental or intentional man yung pag-release ng invasives. Kasi, minsan akala natin nakakatulong na sila. Makakatulong sila sa environment. Pero, yun pala, mas magiging problematic pala sila instead of providing solutions, magiging problematic sila. Like, for example, yung cane toad,
Oh
akala
yeah.
natin makakatulong siya, di ba?
Yeah.
Tapos yun pala, naging problematic siya in the long run instead of helping. So, yun.
Oo, tama. Yung cane toad, naalala ko yan. Yung typically, ano yan eh, pag nagkakaroon ng maraming cases ng dengue or some mosquito-borne illness, parang ang instant response ay, tara, magpakawala tayo ng palaka dito to eat the mosquitoes, ganyan. Pero of course, hindi natin na realize na yung specifically yung cane toad are not the kinds of things that you would want to release in an unfamiliar environment.
Yes. At ang bilis din nilang dumami talaga.
Oo, naalala ko. Parang common nga yung ganyang may report sa barangay sa Philippines or sa some provinces sa Philippines na nag-release ng cane toad. Happy pa sila dahil masosolve ang mosquito problem. Tapos, they just created a new problem.
Do.
Oo. talaga. It's ano, and may meron tuloy ako naalala ng isa pang story. I'm not sure if siguro yung iba generation din ng ibang listeners natin. Pero back in the late 80s and early 90s kasi, and this happened in the United States, sobrang sumikat yung Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as a pop culture franchise. Sobrang sumikat yung cartoon. Merchandise was really selling well. And part of the influence of that, yung pop culture phenomenon na yun, was that tumaas yung number of kids who wanted to keep turtles as pets. Ayan. And, di ba? So, and yung usual na pet na nabibili natin sa pet store, sa turtles, sa red-eared sliders or yung mga maliliit na box turtles or ganyan. So, ang nature ng bata, yay, meron akong pet, ganyan. Over time, ay, parang ayoko nang alagaan to, pakawalan natin. And so there actually was a phenomenon na nangyari na when these kids, this generation of pet owners started releasing their pet turtles into the wild, and this was documented, na parang naging invasive species yung mga turtles sa not just in the areas na maraming puno and ponds, but also in some parks, and it really did a number on yung mga individual ecosystems sa mga lugar na, all because hindi na pag-isipan. Syempre bata eh. Hindi naman, kung bata ka, hindi mo, you'd actually think you're doing your pet a favor. You're setting it free. You're letting it go home into the wild. Pero di ba? Hindi naman, as kids, di
Oo.
naman natin naiisipin eh.
Para sa atin, good thing to. Parang
Yeah.
setting them free, ganyan.
Yes, oo. So parang, yeah, that's definitely something na I think illustrates yung role natin, accidental, in facilitating yung spread ng invasive species. So yung mga sa mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon, what are the things that you want them to remember, not just about your study, but yung takeaways ba in general about your research?
I think I would like the listeners to remember na we can do something about the negative impact ng cats on our biodiversity, such as being a responsible pet owner. Kasi yung pagiging responsible pet owner, that means na we vaccinate our cats, we castrate them to prevent unwanted pets para hindi na dumami yung populations ng sa labas. And then, syempre, yung keeping them indoors, provided that we give them enough attention and stimulants to help manage their boredom, and then ma-stimulate the new natural behavior nila as well.
Oo. Nakairos tuloy ako bigla. Hindi ito problem with dogs, ano?
Actually, meron ding ibang
Oh.
studies about it,
Okay.
pero right now, looking at sa Mount Makiling, dumadami naman yung dogs doon sa area more than the cats. Kasi yung cats, medyo bumaba na yung population, na hindi na namin sila masyado nakikita. And then, nabawasan din yung owners na may-ari ng cats.
Oh.
Pero ngayon naman, ang dumadami, dogs.
Okay. And meron din bang impact 'yon? I mean, siguro naman meron, pero like would you know if they're kind of like they have the same playful or hunter's directives or parang built-in tendencies as cats?
Meron silang hunting behavior din, but not as, parang mas crucial or mas severe as cats. Kasi more of parang natatakot yung mga native animals kaagad sa kanila. Kasi they do it in packs madalas.
Okay.
So yun, parang doon nila nakikita na parang, teka lang, masyado silang marami. So nagsuscurry away yung mga native fauna. So nagugulat sila, natatakot kaagad sila. And then, more of chasing behavior yung nangyayari. Kasi parang play nga karamihan sa play behavior nga yung ginagawa ng iba.
Okay, gets. Tapos yung mga cats, parang mga tipong silent hunters pa eh, no? Yung
Oo,
mga...
hindi mo sila mapapansin na nandiyan na sila.
Oo, I get it, oo. And naisip ko nga kasi parang dito naman sa cities kasi, 'di ba? Eh, parang feeling ko mas marami ako nakikitang aso kaysa pusa. Pero interesting lang din na siguro kung merong gustong mag-study rin ng dogs in places like that, No, yung mga ganyang areas, no, that would be to some interesting findings.
So, kung meron mang interested, go for it.
Oh, so it's a worthwhile question to ask. Can you share with us some of the other things that you're working on right now? Or maybe kung may part 2 ba tong cat study na to? Ano ba yung, or have you talked to stakeholders? Are there ano, what's in terms of yung rules and regulations sa areas na to? Anything that you can share?
So right now we have plans of talking with stakeholders and then mga officials then kung paano ma-mitigate yung problem sa cat. Kasi we have not necessarily the problem itself but yung presence ng cat sa area. Kasi we have cats of PPLD, dogs of
Oh,
PPLD.
yeah.
Yeah, so sila yung nag-feed and then sometimes I see them bringing for some reason, kahit na finifeed na sila, nagha-hunt pa din sila ng birds and skinks sa area. So nakikita pa rin namin sila, may dala-dala sila, madala ng mga kung ano-anong mga hayop sa area. So we have plans of talking to the people then. And then, hopefully may part to ito. And then, we'll try to look at the city cats naman. So if there's a difference
Oh.
between rural and urban areas. Yeah. And then, of course, yung responses ng tao about and yung thinking ng mga tao about cats in general. And then, kung ano yung effect nila sa wildlife. Gusto namin din makita kung ano talaga yung views nila tungkol dito.
Oh. And ayan, very important 'yan talaga na mapag-usapan. Flip science, actually you also contributed. I just want to share with our listeners now. You also contributed a short article, a short piece about your study. You contributed it to Flip Science, the Flip Science website, and it got a lot of people read it. And I was surprised, pleasantly surprised by the general sentiment na oo nga, this is something na importante na hindi masyadong napag-uusapan. So I'm really glad that you decided to tackle this topic kasi with science naman din kasi it's all a matter of asking questions and wanting to pursue the answers enough that you go out and do the study, do the research on your own. So I'm actually glad your study exists and I hope it does inspire more people to or more curious minds to pursue topics like that. Kasi itong mga bagay na to na hindi natin pinapansin na parang oh, tinanggap na lang natin na ah, nangyayari talaga tayo, andito lang tayo. They can have surprising effects that if we don't parang manage them or if we don't nip these problems in the bud before they become serious, they can reach the point where wala na tayong magagawa. And yun.
Ayaw natin paabutin sa point na wala tayong magagawa. Eh,
Yes.
hanggat kaya natin gawa ng paraan, dapat pasolusyonan na natin yung mga problems like this before mag-blow up siya.
Exactly. Kasi hindi naman natin maibabalik yung normal na yung biodiversity or ano sa isang area na nawalan ng species. Like it's very difficult. It's parang we should focus on prevention rather than yung curing or restoration.
Yes. So, mas maganda nga talaga prevention.
Yeah. So circling back to yung path mo as a scientist in the Philippines. I just want to ask for your opinion about whether you think that women in the Philippines receive enough in terms of not just support, but also encouragement when it comes to pursuing their career in STEM or STEAM. Siyempre, may art yan. Hindi lang naman yan science, technology, engineering, and math. Kailangan may art din. So in STEAM, why or why not?
So, support-wise, I think we have enough support na. And encouragement-wise, meron din. But sometimes I feel na parang it's always between the youth and then the older generations na pinapakita. So, wala yung in-between ng youth and older gen. So, parang minsan yung feeling na nasa middle ka, parang saan ba ako talaga pupunta? Ito pa ba yung career path na dapat kong puntahan? meron pa rin questions na nag-linger ng ganun. Personally, for me, meron pa rin minsan. And then, when you see people na feature na, oy, parang kasing age ko lang siya, parang parehas lang kami ng career path. And then, doon ka mamotivate ulit na parang, tama pala yung ginagawa ko. May patutunguhan pa pala yung ginagawa ko. Ganon.
Oo, and yan, legit na concern yan. Kasi sometimes, kukuha ka na lang ng drive. Because this isn't easy. The path of a scientist, of a researcher, isn't easy. And sometimes, kukuha ka na lang ng drive or motivation to keep going from the knowledge na may point yung ginagawa mo. And when you start questioning then parang ano ba yung point? It becomes really difficult. As with any profession. So, siguro ang last question ko na lang is, what can be done? Ano yung what do you think are the things that can be done to sort of like address that gap or that problem?
So, I think since nung start na naman tayo mag-feature ng mga katulad ng ganito, nag-feature ka ng mga women in STEM. So, I think more features about women in STEM in general, not just on Women's Month, but on any month, para may motivation na hindi lang tuwing Women's Month or a particular day, like Girls in Science Day, ganyan. So, para makita na parang, ah, every year, meron namang mga scientists na females na nag-work on different career paths, like yung ginagawa sa Pinoy scientists, gano'n.
Ayan. Naalala ko nga may isang scientist ako nakausap. I forgot who it was. Pero parang sabi niya, that scientist is looking forward to the day when kapag nabanggit yung salitang scientist, hindi male scientist yung first, ano, yung first na naiisip or nakoconjure na image sa utak. It's just a scientist. Can be male, can be female, can identify as, ano, as any, yung gender nila, pero hindi tied to just straight males, like it has been for a very long time.
Yes. Ayan. So, hindi lang siya sa scientist, pati lang sa mga artists din in the field. Gano.
Oh, agree. Oh, in many professions, no? But perhaps yung urgency in the sciences talagang nandyan.
Mm-mm.
Thank you for taking the time kasi ito parang sa akin, nagpapasalamat na nga ako that you wrote something about your study to share it with people. And also, you took the time to be on the podcast. So I'm doubly grateful, I'd say. Thank you for educating us and teaching us a little more about our pets, about our fur friends, and how yung extent ng responsibilities natin as pet owners can really have an impact not just in our homes but outside as well. So, maraming salamat for taking the time. Do you have any parang final message that you want to share with our listeners? Or if they want to contact you, reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
So, once lahat, thank you din sa pag-invite sa podcast na to. And then, for our listeners, I think pwede naman akong reach via social media sa Facebook or sa Instagram. Sa Instagram is _lovesessy. And then sa Facebook, it's my name na Francis May Tenorio. So, yun.
All right. So thank you so much for being here. Hopefully, kung may iba kang research na ma-share in the future, just reach out to me. Happy to help you get the word out. And ayun, I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, salamat din.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Ask Theory. Stay curious.